Clark Simmons of the Penguin FFA chapter in New York is the Fruit Production Entrepreneurship Placement winner. And Clark, you have such a unique proficiency area. Tell me more about it.
I really just love the interest in fruit production and everything. Just growing up on a family farm and knowing such about grapes and so on, I really enjoy doing what I do today and really would love to learn more and expand my world in the fruit proficiency.
Now, tell me more about the vineyard. What is it, and what are some of your responsibilities on the farm?
I do some of the maintenance, mostly working on like fixing vineyard posts. I also run a spray crew in the summer that also tends for the vines. I kind of moved up to marketing our grapes to different wineries now, which is very interesting. Knowing prices, rates, what barrels we use, and so on is very interesting to me.
Quite a few years in the making. What does it mean to finally get up to the national level and now win the proficiency?
It is a dream come true. So much work and effort comes together, and all the years, all the work and learning, and all the time that you feel goes unnoticed, finally noticed together.
Throughout these past few years, what was something you learned and something you're looking forward to implement as you continue in this operation?
One thing that I've learned so on, that the world is starting to grow at a very rapid pace, and we are focusing on giving the plants specifically what they need in more variable rate spreading and so on. I really like to focus on sustainability and keeping our planet healthy by doing the same job keeping the plants healthy too.
Now, New York is such a different place to grow grapes. Tell me more about what it means to grow grapes and what else you do on the farm.
Mostly grapes. We just do grapes, selling for wineries and some fresh fruit. It is a very different area for grapes. Just with the microclimates make it very quality spot to grow good grapes for wine and fresh fruit.
Such a unique park to the state of New York. Now, you were recently certified through the Environmental Protection Agency. Tell me more about that.
A little bit of regulation change and so on. We do a lot of changes yearly based on what wineries like and what is allowed for the fruit level and so on. So it is a constant adjust and planning a new strategic/tactical, I would say, plan for each year.
Now, what advice would you give for an FFA member wanting to go in this area and continue to be part of the fruit production?
I believe that it is very big on connections and being able to communicate easily at a business standpoint. Knowing that you can talk to everyone and keep a person-to-person relationship along with a business relationship, I think is very important.
Now, throughout this journey that you've had, you've put in a lot of hard work and dedication yourself, but you may have had a support system. Who would you all like to thank?
I would love to thank my teacher, Carly Bossard, and my uncle for all the inspiration, Uncle Jeff Simmons. He was big in the FFA, which gave me a big inspiration to continue.
Now, is this something you're wanting to continue in the future? Tell me more about your future plans.
Of course. I always love to plan for future. My plan is to continue with the fruit production and hopefully continue to have my own business that day and take over. Going on with FFA, I would love to maybe do star placement or so on.
That was Clark Simmons, the Penguin FFA chapter in New York. He is the Fruit Production Entrepreneurship Placement winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.